Engaging conversation on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
Well, hello, I'm Janet Marana, Executive Director of Priests for Life. Welcome to our program. And of course, we are continuing our important coverage for Abortion Recovery Awareness Month. And joining me today is a great friend of mine and our ministry, Mr. Brad Mattis, and he is the president of Life Issues Institute. Brad, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Janet. I always enjoy being on with you.
Well, thank you. Well, of course, you know, when we think about abortion and a baby dying because of abortion, most people focus in on the mother, rightfully so. But as we, the saying goes, it takes two to tango, and there's a father involved. And so many of these fathers, you know, there's those fathers who told the mother, I'm sorry, you know, I'm not ready to be a dad. And, you know, I think you should have an abortion or take care of it, as they say. And other dads didn't even know their girlfriend or their wife went off and had an abortion. And they found out years later they lost a child. So I know you have worked a lot with dads who are grieving. So can you give us a little insight into that, like their side of the story?
Sure. And I understand why the fathers in this equation are often ignored or left out in the shadows because people honestly don't think about them. But fathers grieve also. Not all of them understand why they're grieving, but they do. And it's important to understand why that's the case. God wired our brains, the male brain, to provide for and to protect our offspring. And when an abortion takes place, boy, that raises all kinds of havoc with the male psyche at that time. So that's when we see symptoms appear. And those symptoms, first and foremost, are anger. I have seen that in every father that I've counseled, and my colleagues have seen it in every father that they have counseled. And many times they'll be reminded of the abortion process. And early pioneers of this research called it hooking, where they see, touch, smell, or otherwise their senses remind them of a past abortion, and they just bust out in anger. And they have no idea why they did that. And certainly the victims of their anger don't know. So right. It's very, very important that men understand the reasons and symptoms that they're facing so that they can address them.
Well, you know, Brad, I'm glad you brought up anger because we have an experience with that. There's a maximum security prison here in Florida, and Rachel's Vineyard was brought in by one of the deacons who was ministering to the inmates. And on one session, this is before they brought in Rachel's Vineyard, they had a Bible study. And at this Bible study, the deacon asked, it was about 12 men in the group. And he asked, he gave out pieces of paper. Did anyone have an abortion experience in their lives? Do you know 10 out of the 12 said yes? And these were men who were in life imprisonment for killing people. So when you brought up that anger issue, I was like, whoa, we have, you know, data, so to speak. And then they got permission from the warden to bring Rachel's Vineyard in to this prison. It's been going on now, Brad, for about 5-6 years at least. And do you know they have now trained their own team of inmates who are doing it? And just one person comes in, they have their own team. And there has been a culture change among the men who have gone through Rachel's Vineyard. These were hardened criminals, angry, killed people. And suddenly their grief was tapped into and the anger dissipated. So when you said anger, it's just like, whoa, do we have proof of that? You know?
And they become children of God again. And that is the most important aspect of all of this. Mm-hmm. You know, last month we celebrated commemorated Holy Week. And we were reminded then that the blood of Christ covers all sins, and including that difficult sin of abortion. And when you mentioned anger, there was a case in particular I read about where a young man drove his car into a fenced area of a daycare center, killing children and trapping some of them under his car. And he sat very calmly there as they were desperately trying to save the children. My first reaction to that, Janet, was, I wonder if he has an abortion in his past. And so we need to reach these guys before things get so drastic, as you mentioned. Right.
So anger is one symptom, but again, in your counseling experience, because I want people who are listening right now to realize, I think I know someone, maybe they have, like you just said, maybe they had an abortion experience, and then how do I reach them to get them help? You know, so what are some of the other things that people can look for? And then I want to address how we reach them to get them help.
Sure. One of the things that drives men is our ability to provide for our families. And we will see sometimes men become workaholics for two reasons: to try to become successful in an area of their lives, an important area, to counteract the area where they failed so miserably in their minds for protecting their young. And also as another way to hide out, to flee from the reality and make sure that they have lessen the opportunity for their deep, dark secret to get out. And that is a very important piece. Plus forgiveness, Janet, that is a huge piece. And the first thing I do with men is I define for them what forgiveness is and what it is not. And forgiveness isn't accepting the abortion as a right thing. It is not forgetting all of the details that surrounded that. It is a conscious decision not to act or feel anger toward that other person. And I'll tell you what, when we forgive someone, those chains are falling off of us. And the guys often feel that chain, because when we have anger or hatred toward somebody, that is giving power to the other person. And it's amazing when we go through that forgiveness issue, just how much it changes the man.
Well, and of course, you know, the first step is to realize God has forgiven them already. God's mercy is always there. That's why you said Jesus went to the cross for us. That's there. But the harder step is to forgive yourself for your part, whether it was encouraging that mother to abort your child, or you didn't know, or you couldn't stop her. And I think couldn't stop her, those men even grieve worse, wouldn't you say? Because they wanted their child to live, and they were begging her, please don't do this, we can get through it. So I think for the dads who couldn't stop the death of their child, I think that grief is even more compounded, wouldn't you say?
I think so too. And it's usually a little longer, Janet, that I have to work with those fathers to get through counseling. And that's one of the reasons I like one-on-one, because you can go at the pace of those individuals. And the grief is there. I have found in my experience, Janet, that I don't phrase the forgive ourselves. I found that fathers have a hard time to wrap their mind around that concept of forgiving ourselves. So what I talk about instead is accepting the full pardon and forgiveness that Jesus has made on that cross. Forgiveness that is a gift of ours. And that seems to enable them to think, yes, I can do that.
Right. Well, if someone's listening right now and they say, anger, workaholic, and I know other things are, sometimes they get addicted to things like gambling, pornography, or other symptoms, abusing drugs and alcohol. So, okay, so that's the whole package of symptoms. Someone says, my friend behaves like that, my cousin. What should that person do? They want to intervene now because they want to say, maybe they do have lost a child to abortion, but what do I do? How do I break through the problem I see? So what should a friend do? You know, like, how does a friend help a friend get healed?
You know, I often say that's like cracking a macadamia nut because it is so tough to do. And what I have done many years ago when we started all of this, I wrote and we've produced a brochure. It's called Men Hurt Too. It was a counterpart to Dr. Wilkie's book, brochure of Women Hurt. And what I have counseled other people to do, for instance, I got a call from a woman in Hawaii one day and she says, you've described my husband to a T. How do we break through this? And I said, show him the summary and description of men who have grieved the loss of lost fatherhood. And that has been a way to break through the ice. And they see that they are really carrying some of the very same symptoms. Now, it may or may not be associated with the abortion, but what they need to do is walk through that process and see. I've counseled a guy who had an abortion, was involved in an abortion 11 years ago. And this father thought he was all healed and wanted to help counsel others. And I said, well, let's go through the process and let's see if we find any grenades. And we certainly did. So every person needs to go through that process. I have a Bible study that I use called Save One by the organization. And I like that, Janet, because men are doers. Women kind of interact and express and share. And there's a little mixture of both on the edges, but this Bible study has a good mixture of sharing, talking, and doing. And one of the big things I found, Janet, that really helps men is making that child real. And by that, I ask them to name their child. And I said that to this father who the abortion was 11 years ago. I said, your homework for next week is to name your child. And he was going to object. And I said, I cut him off and I said, no, we'll talk about it next Tuesday. When he came in my office, he was absolutely glowing and excited. And he said, your assignment changed my life. And the reason is because his baby now was real to him.
That's
his
right.
Baby was not just some vague spirit
right.
out there. It was flesh and blood. And that enabled him to grieve for a child that he couldn't before. And he found complete healing through that.
Yeah. Well, giving the name to the child puts humanity back onto the child. And
yes.
then, like you said, now they can grieve the child they lost. So Brad, if do you have information you want to give on your website or something for people to be in touch with you if they want more information?
Certainly. We have a couple websites. Our main one of lifeissues.org, lifeissues.org. We have also built and maintained a website designed exclusively for hurting fathers and those who want to help them. And that's menandabortion.net, menandabortion.net. And on there, we can refer any man to a free peer-to-peer counselor regardless of where he is. So if you are one of those hurting fathers, reach out to us. We'll find somebody who's equipped to help you. And I also want to say that recently, for our radio program that we produce, I interviewed a young man. His name is Josh Sorth, and he was involved in 7 abortions.
Wow.
But he has found healing through the blood of Christ. Certainly there are scars there that he will remember forever, but he now is a functioning individual. There is light at the end of the tunnel for you if you're facing that issue. And I want to encourage you that there's hope and there's healing.
Right. Well, Brad, thank you for such a great conversation. And I know this will get out there and many men, hopefully these dads will finally be at peace once they reach out for that help. So thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Janet.
God bless. Well, brothers and sisters, I hope you learned something today, that the dads are definitely deeply affected by an abortion. And I hope you will seek the help that's available for you. And also, in addition to Brad's website, you can also go to abortionforgiveness.com and there put in your zip code and you'll see where there's the nearest Rachel's Vineyard or Save One abortion recovery program. So again, this is Abortion Recovery Awareness Month. Be the voice to spread the news of recovery after abortion. This is Janet Marana. Thanks for joining us. God bless.
Hello, I'm Dr. Alveda King, board member of Priest for Life. More money is being spent in America to kill babies in the womb than to save them. Together, we need to change that, and today I want to invite you to support our work at Priest for Life. Why ours rather than other groups? Because we have a unique team that helps lead in every arena of the fight against abortion, and we activate the churches where you find people who are most likely to get involved in that fight. To awaken a pastor about abortion is to awaken thousands of people he serves. We do not receive church funding or government grants. We rely on you for individual donations. We have a very high evaluation among charities and top security on our donation site, prolifegift.org. You can go there for a one-time gift or to become a monthly donor, or you can call us at 321-500-1000.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.